Now, Henry Fiol, after identifying the six business activities and qualities of manager, came across to the next layer, that is principles of management. Which are or what are different principles of management put forth by Henry Fiol? So Henry Fiol suggested a lot of principles of management. Like we have got division of work, authority and responsibility, discipline, unity of command, unity of direction, subordination of individual interest to group interest, remuneration of personnel, centralization or decentralization of authority, scalar chain, then right per place for everything and for everyone, combination of fairness, kindness and justice, stability of tenure of personnel, that is security of job, initiative, and many, many other rules Henry Fiol suggested. Like all the employees of organization are put together as a team in order to achieve the objectives of organization. The management should not follow the policy of divide and rule. So this is what Henry Fiol suggested as far as possible principles of management is concerned. Now what is there on the screen? I'll go in a little different manner. I want everyone to have a pen and a paper and note down the principles of management my way. Okay, what is my way? It is our way, like the we way. Let's go ahead and understand the principles of management in this manner. Let us write down a small acronym in which there are 14 principles of management which Henry Fiol mentioned over a period of time. Henry Fiol suggested that if any company follows these 14 principles, it will never ever basically fall down. Now, which are those 14 principles is what we have seen so far over here. In your book which you are referring also there is 14 principles mentioned. So I have made a small short form for these 14 principles which you can write on one below the another the word, and then I'll explore it. I mean I'll expand each word what exactly it means and how it functions. So the acronym or a short form is known as so I used car. So the short form is SOIUSEDUSEDCAR. So I used car. This is a short format. If you count, there are 14 characters or 14 letters to this particular phrase which I've made. So I used car. SOIUSEDUSEDCAR. So these are 14 in number. Now, write down each one below each other. So first line write down S, then in second line write down O, then third line write down I, fourth line USED, again USEDCAR. These are 14 principles of management. Now we'll go ahead with each one of them and try and understand how or what are these 14 principles laid down by Henry Fiol. Now these principles which are laid down by Henry Fiol were in those traditional times, but till date it has existence, but till date it has got importance. Till date, it has got relevance, and till date, it has been used by people in the business arena at regular intervals. Let us see which one of them in detail. So the first element in this 14 principle is known as S. S stands for scalar chain. I repeat, S stands for scalar chain. I'll spell out SCALARCHIAIN, scalar chain. Now, what do you mean by scalar chain? Now, scalar chain is a very wonderful concept. Scalar chain concept suggests that in a business, we should follow a hierarchy. We should follow a hierarchy. Like for example, we have got a CEO. So say for example, there is a CEO over here. Okay. Now this CEO has got two companies to be taken care of. CEO has got one company which comprises of managers from A, B, C, and D. So CEO passes message to A passes message to B passes message to C passes message to D. On the other side, we have got CEO passing message to P passing message to Q passing message to R passing message to S. So we have got two different divisions for a company. Let me give you a simple example for making you understand this part. We have got a company known as Tata. The CEO of Tata, for example, has got two businesses to be taken care of. One being, say for example, known as Croma is one of the divisions where they have got this range from A to B to C to D. Another example wherein Tata is doing its business, we have got for Tata as far as business is concerned is known as Tanishq, which is again a retail division. So Tata retail has got two different small businesses to take care of. So in Tanishq as a business, they have got hierarchy from the CEO to P, P to Q, Q to R and R to S. Scalar chain suggests, the scalar chain concept means that the message should go through hierarchy. That is, if the message has to pass from the CEO of the company to the D position in the business, it will go from CEO to A, A to B, B to C, C to D. Similarly, if the message has to go to R in the other business, it will go from CEO to P, P to Q, Q to R. This is how the thing should function. But at times there are chances in the business. That is, both the different companies are belonging to the same group company. There is a chance where there is a process or one concept which needs the D person in the A, B, C, D rank to have a discussion or support from R person in PQRS division. That is basically the other business. So usually the story will go from D to C, C to B, B to A, A to CEO. Then CEO will pass the message from CEO to P, P to Q, Q to R. By the time message will flow and it will reach to R, by that time whatever emergency or urgency help was needed will basically go underway. So to bridge this gap, Henry Fuel suggested a concept which was known as gangplank. G-A-N-G-P-L-A-N-K, gangplank. In this gangplank concept, Henry Fuel suggested that D can directly connect to R. So D can directly go and talk to R, provided they inform their immediate superiors about the same. This will make business more fast and furious. It will make business more quick and easier. The management hierarchy is made for making the work more faster and not having hierarchy for making the business more difficult. So this is the way how scalar chain principle was designed by Henry Fayol and been used by you, me, everyone in the organization wherever we work. This concept is known as scalar chain. So S stands for scalar chain. Next character which comes in the sequence of SOI, used car, as principles of management, which Henry Fayol suggested that every business needs to use, or every business if uses in the functioning of its operations, then the management will be very successful, is order. The O stands for order, which means there should be proper order. From person to person, the order should shift. It should not happen that there is gaps in between the business organization. It is same as closely related to scalar chain. But here order specifically means what? That from the CEO, there the message would pass and it would have a proper hierarchy. Order specifically means over here, there should be proper hierarchy involved. Be it from CEO to A, A to B, B to C, C to D. Or be it from CEO to P, P to Q, Q to R, R to S. So there's going to be proper hierarchy being involved. So order principle suggests that if business or management needs to succeed, they should follow a proper order. Then we move into the next character, the third character being known as I. I stands for initiative, which suggests, Henry Fayol suggested, another principle of management is that the managers or the business on people functioning in the business should initiate. They should basically start. They should give the support system. They should have the eager or hunger to do something from the scratch. That is, something initiation should be there in place. That is where they call the concept of this purpose or this scalar chain principle known as initiative in nature. So there should be initiative by the managers for performing the task or making sure that the business goes to the next level. That is known as initiative as far as I as a character is concerned. Next character is known as U. U stands for unity of command. Okay, U stands for what? Unity of command. The first U. We have got two U's, it will come. Used. So another U will be different. So this U stands for unity of command, which means that to either subordinates, there should be only one command given. There shouldn't be 2-3 commands given. Because if 2-3 commands are given to the same executive, he gets basically stuck in middle. He does not know what he is supposed to do. There should be unity in command. There should be unity in information. There should be unity in flow. That is where unity in command would be very important for any business management to function or succeed in the business arena. This is again Henry Fayol suggested while he was presenting the concept of principles of management. So Henry Fayol suggested, for making sure that the principle as far as management is concerned, unity of command is very, very, very important. Because if the employee or the subordinate doesn't get proper command, he will not be able to respond to the situation. Similarly, say for example you, yes you Rajesh, if you are working in a company and you have got a boss, if the command is not given properly to you, the output, would it suffer or not? You tell me, Rajesh, will output suffer for you? Okay Rajesh, now you tell me Abhishek, will output of yours suffer if the command is not properly given? Yes, you tell me Rajesh. Yes, you tell me Abhishek. According to you, will it suffer? Yes, your both answer is correct. It will absolutely suffer. Why? Because if command is not given properly, the output wouldn't be the required output which is being expected by the company. So, unity of command has to be very clearly being given in the business. This is what Henry Fayol suggested while he was making principles of management, that this should be unity of command. Then S stands for stability of tenure. S stands for what guys? Stability of tenure. Which means what? Which means that Henry Fayol suggested that the employee should know that he is going to be in the business for a long period of time. He is over here to stay in the business. There should be stability in tenure, which means there should be no situation that the employee would be fired out. The employee should feel that he is going to be in the company, the company is going to take care of him, the company is going to be associated with the employee for a long period of time. It is not just that the company, if the employee tomorrow is not able to perform, he will be removed. He will be stayed in the company as far as he is over there to put his efforts and the output would be given. So, the employee should have a tenure. He should know that he will be in the business for a long period of time. Employee should know that as far as he does not want to leave the company, the employer would not remove him. That is what is known as stability of tenure. This is one of the most important, principle of management which Henry Fayol suggested, which was known as stability of tenure. That is, employee should be having the stability, that he should know that he is over here for long innings. He is over here to stay for a long period of time. This is what is known as stability of tenure. Then next comes E. So I used. In used we have seen U, S. Now we move on to the next element known as E. E stands for equity. E stands for what? Equity. Equity means owned. Here in this concept, Henry Fayol suggested that management should make sure employees should feel that company is not just the bosses. Employees should feel that the company is as close or as logical or as feasible as possible theirs. They should be given the ownership right. Employees should be given the right of making sure, understanding that it is their company and it is least the manager's or owner's company. Because it is the employees who runs the organization and manager who manages, or chairman, managing director, they just take care of the day-to-day operations of the business or main strategies. But it is employees who are putting efforts and helping the business to go to the next level. So this is what is very important for people to understand as far as principles of management is concerned, that it requires to make sure that the management principle is make sure that the employees feel that the company is owned by them. It is there. It is equity. Then D. D stands for division of work. D stands for what? Division of work. Which means what? Work should be divided. Work should be properly segregated between the employees. It should not happen that one employee has been given a lot of tasks and another employee is given less amount of work. So, division of labor, which specifically means what? That the work should be divided. So, rather, it's division of labor, it's division of work. So, division of work will give the emphasis of division of work or division of labor, that the work will be divided into those employees and the labor, and work will be allocated accordingly. So, this is where division of work or division of labor will play a very, very, very crucial role in the business's success. This is the way how Henry Fayol suggested few principles of management which needs to be properly formulated and function. Another element which Henry Fayol suggested in the next group, again word is used. Earlier we saw unity of command, now U stands for unity of direction. Okay, that is, the employees should be properly directed. Employees should be properly encouraged. Employees should be shown a proper path on which they are supposed to function. Employees should be given a proper roadmap on which the company is going to work, and the employees will put the efforts to make sure where the company wants to reach. They can take the journey, they can take the business to that level or to the journey where the company wants to reach. So this was the next element which was suggested by Henry Fayol as far as principle is concerned, that there should be unity of direction. If direction is not given properly, the business cannot function. So this was another element which Henry Fayol suggested as far as possible for giving or showing the proper direction. Then next, S stands for, it stands for subordination of group interest versus individual interest, which means that in any organization, individual interest should be given least preference, but more preference should be given to group interest. So if there are five people who are functioning and two of them has got a different mindset and three of them has got a different mindset, so these three should be put in together, the three, because majority wins, or to be more precise, it is more group effort and not individuals or singular effort. That is where they should be properly encouraged. The details, the knowledge or the concept should be properly inculcated, and accordingly the task should be performed. This is the next element which was basically known as stability of, or rather subordination of group interest to individual interest. So it should be, the focus should be more about group rather than individual interest. So this was the next element involved in the concept or principles of management which Henry Fayol suggested. Henry Fayol also mentioned that as far as possible there should be the next element which is known as, which stands with the character being E, and E stands for E-spirit de corps. I repeat the spelling, E-spirit, E-S-P-I-R-I-T, E-S-P-I-R-I-T, D-E space C-O-R-P-S, E-spirit de corps, which means teamwork, team building, group efforts, everything should be made up of team. If team is there, you can move ahead and you can succeed. Many examples of companies like Hindustan Unilever in India. We have got Procter & Gamble in India. So many banks examples by, like State Bank of India. So many multinational companies which are there in India, which is of foreign as well as Indian companies which has gone abroad. Companies like Reliances, Tatas, Birlas, Ambanis, or you can talk about small group of people which have started their own businesses. They were, or they are, being able to succeed. It is because of the fact that the story is more about teamwork, team building, team concept. So it is more about the team related activities which will help them to function in their own ways. That basically gives them the idea how the business should be properly taken care of. So after this E-spirit de corps, the next character which comes is known as the D. D stands for discipline. D stands for discipline, which means there should be proper discipline in the organization. They should be able to follow the steps, the tools, techniques which are required for business to give the output. So there should be proper discipline. There should be proper, you can say, hierarchy. There should be proper format how the discipline should take place. Like for example, if tomorrow the company's management decides that the company needs to now be open for, instead of from 9 to 5, now it will be remaining open from 9 to 6 because of a purpose or a reason, then the discipline element of the business should be utilized, which means that this thing is not applicable only to the employees of lower cadre. It is applicable to all the employees, be it at the top level, middle level or lower level position, depending upon their task. They are all supposed to follow these rules and regulations. This is where discipline plays a very important role in the business. So these are few principles of management which Henry Fayol suggested. Last three principles of management which Henry Fayol suggested was made up of CAR, the character C, character A and character R. The character C stands for centralization or decentralization of management, which means should the organization be a centralized organization or should the organization be decentralized organization? How or what way the organization should be? So Henry Fayol suggested that organization be centralized or decentralized, it should be able to connect. Now what do you mean by centralized organization? Centralized organization means that the whole business function will take place from a centralized spot. Like for example, we have seen a lot of businesses in country. Like one example of such kind of business is a retail business. In retail business, say for example, a company has got 5 outlets across a particular region. And if company is following centralized policy of sourcing goods or centralized policy of dispatching goods, then how it will function? If the company has got centralized method of sourcing the goods, which means all the 5 stores, whenever they have got a requirement, they'll source the goods from one center only. This format is known as centralized center or centralized management scheme, in which if the concept is more centralized, like for example, the company has got 5 centers in 5 different cities in India. To name a few, these five cities are, like we have got cities like Mumbai, Pune, then we have got Nashik, Goa, and another is, say for example, we have got Sangli. These are all cities in Maharashtra. So these are 5 cities in Maharashtra where we have got the company having their business or stores. Then say for example, headquarters being in Mumbai, Mumbai will source all the materials for all the inquiries or requirement for all the other 4 or 5 stores, and from here it will be dispatched. This kind of organization is known as centralized organization structure. Now at times it has got benefit as well as disadvantage as well. Similarly, decentralization is also a concept wherein under decentralization the concept functions in this way, that is, all the 5 centers will purchase their own things as per their requirement, and they will function the business as per their own rules and regulations, which means if a branch is there in Pune and if they have good requirement for goods and services, they will source it from Pune itself instead of making sure that the goods come all the way from Mumbai to Pune. It will be available over there only in their format only. So this is the way how the whole cycle or whole transaction will take place in the journey of centralized material or decentralized concept. So Henry Fell finally suggested that it is management who is supposed to take a call. Should it be centralized or decentralized? Can someone tell me? Yes, can you tell me, Ashish, how the organization management should be? Should it be decentralized or centralized? Okay, Ashish. Okay. Very good. Yes, can you tell me, Abbas, how it should be? Okay, Abbas. Wow, superb. Now let me tell you how the management concept should be. The concept should be that the system should be decentralized with centralized approach. So if it is decentralized of the business activities with centralized approach, which means what? If decentralization is done, everyone will do their own purchase with centralized attitude and approach, which means that all the goods available in all the different stores should be of that format only. The sourcing can be done from different cities, but they can have a same data being shared with each other with the headquarters or head office. This kind of format would be the best suitable format which Henry Fell suggested for organization to have a long business cycle. That was with C. A stands for authority and responsibility, which means Henry Fell suggested that the employees should be authorized and should also be given responsibility. So employees should be given authority to perform their task, and they should be made responsible for whatever element or whatever decision they take. That is where A stands for authority and responsibility. And last but not the least, the last principle which Henry Fell suggested in the acronym which or the short form which I made was SO I used car. R stands for remuneration of personnel, which means the employees should be properly rewarded. If employees are properly rewarded, they will perform the task in most and the best professional manner as much as they can. The employees shouldn't be exploited. They should basically be, remuneration should be paid as per their performance in the business or whichever ways the company follows the policies, rules and regulations. But the story says that remuneration of personnel plays also a very important role in the management process. If the company has to move from point to another point or in the process of growing or going up in the hierarchy. So these are 14 principles. From these, if you also, me or you in our organization, if we start using it, trust me guys, we will have a superb success. So what are the principles of management? The book or the subject says principle of management. So what are the principles of management? Henry Fell suggested the principles of management as SO I used car, with every character having its own recognition, which I shared with you all as far as the tools and techniques are concerned. So I hope you are all clear with what Henry Fell performed or Henry Fell suggested as far as principles of management is concerned. So that is what Henry Fayol suggested. Now from Henry Fayol, we move to the next person, which is known as F.W. Taylor. F.W. Taylor had a different opinion. He was a different mindset, personality, and he gave his own opinion for how principles of management or how he perceives management as an important role in the business. F.W. Taylor said that F.W. Taylor suggested that management should be more scientific in nature. F.W. Taylor is also recognized as management of scientific personification. He was basically impressed with the concept of scientific management. Let us see Henry Fayol, what he had got to say as far as scientific management is concerned. But here at this point, this junction, we will understand importance of learning scientific management led by work of F.W. Taylor. So he suggested that it is very important that the management should be more scientific based. It should be more systematic based. And what are the reasons why he mentioned that scientific based management should be there? He suggested these reasons. That is, it is systematic approach of achieving goals through checks and controls. Why it is important to learn scientific management? Or F.W. Taylor suggested the concept of scientific management because he understood, or he was able to identify, that it is only by systematic, step by step, it is possible for organization to achieve its goals through checks and controls. Another reason why F.W. Taylor suggested to learn scientific management is it facilitates focused, balanced approach in running business. So Henry Fayol F.W. Taylor suggested that in learning scientific management, benefit is that it will make us focus. It will give us a balanced approach. It will make our minds control. It will give us a proper understanding that how business needs to function. It will also give us the techniques. It will also give us the path to achieve the management elements involved for the business's success. So this is what aspires, or this is what F.W. Taylor suggested as far as scientific management importance was concerned. F.W. Taylor also suggested that the individual thinking and problem solving processes should be enhanced. One of the importance of learning scientific management is that the individual's thought process also changes with time. So once we learn scientific management, F.W. Taylor, which he has made, he suggests that if you learn scientific management, you will have a different thought process. You will have a different kind of mindset. You will have a different kind of solving problems as far as you are facing it. He also suggested that when you learn scientific management, it facilitates conversion of chaos into clarity. So when we have got scientific management, so what is the scientific management all about? F.W. Taylor suggested scientific management is more about systematic. It is more about step-by-step functioning of the business. He suggested that scientific management is more about a proper hierarchy or path for understanding. And it facilitates and converts chaos into clarity. If there are chaos, which means what? If there's a lot of confusion, the word chaos means confusion. If there's a lot of confusion, and to make it clear, it is what can be done with the help of learning scientific management. F.W. Taylor also suggested on personal front, it reduces stress and promotes self-growth if we learn economic understanding of scientific management, which means if scientifically we understand management, it will also help us to make sure and understand on personal front, stress will get reduced, and at the same time, it will promote self-growth. So self-growth, selfless growth, and systematic growth can be properly being done if we learn scientific management. Also, scientific management will help us do many more other things. But these were few elements which, if we learn scientific management, it will give us these benefits. Now, let us see what scientific management consists of. So, scientific management consists of a certain philosophy of few things. Like first, in scientific management, it comprises of scientific selection and training of right workers for the right job. Which means right workers should be given the right job. I still remember during the times when I used to work. During our times, the work which we got was never what we liked. The work which we got was never right as per our knowledge or our experience. So whatever we got, we took it up as a challenge and we moved ahead. Unlike over here, the scientific management thought process, scientific management thoughts of books which was mentioned by F.W. Taylor, he suggested that scientific selection of and training of right workers for the right job should be done, which means the workers should be selected and trained for giving the output. the worker and the selection, I mean the selection of worker and training shouldn't be haywire. If a person has been selected for a task of administration, he should be trained only for administration, and he shouldn't be trained for operating the machine because he is not selected for that purpose. This is where scientific selection or scientific management philosophy focuses on scientific selection and training. It also suggested, so scientific management also consists of providing adequate working conditions such as lighting, ventilation, drinking water, canteen, sanitation, restroom, rest periods, etc. So Henry Field also suggested that if employees are provided with good working conditions, the output would be different. The transactions would be different. The mindset would be different. And this will lead the organizations to different layers and levels over a period of time. So this is what Henry F.W. Taylor, is also a father of scientific management, suggested the philosophy on which scientific management is based upon. He also suggested providing a system of monetary incentives to efficient workers. So if we have got efficient workers, these days which we call it as perks, at times we also call it up as bonuses, we also call it as incentives. The correct word we call in this generation is incentives, which means what? If you do this much, then you get nothing. But if you do more than this, you will be paid incentive. That is something over and above, a little more than what you are getting. So scientific management also understood or said the philosophy about monetary incentives should be given to the employees as far as possible. Also, scientific management consists of assumptions of responsibilities by managers and supervisors. It means that it is not the responsibility of the people who are going to execute at the bottom level. It is also the responsibility of the managers and supervisors to show a proper path to the employees to achieve the required task or challenge which has been designed for the companies to grow over a period of time. That is where assumption of responsibilities by managers and supervisors became a very, very important tool as far as scientific management consisted of.